Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com, and you can visit my website, brucesalin.com, and see and read any of my columns, including this week's subject, Kosher Dad versus Tiger Mom. I think it's already generated quite a few comments and would welcome yours on my website. Just go to the My Columns section on brucesalin.com and make a comment if you'd like, or just listen to the show and join me with Pastor Drew Sams, 14 Rap. That is, Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back, Pastor Drew, after a two-week hiatus.
Yeah, it's great to be back. I missed you over those 2 weeks.
Well, I missed the show, you, and everything, although I had a spectacular time, of which I will tell you more about it, and you'll read about it in a couple of my forthcoming columns.
I'm sure you got a lot of fodder for future discussions out of that trip.
Well, you visit the poorer countries around the world, and you cannot help but reflect on the good fortune in your own life, number one. But number two, it is amazing to me, the children everywhere in the world. It almost doesn't matter what they have. Most kids are joyful. And I found myself concentrating in a lot of my photographs on just taking pictures of people and the faces and the kids. They really affected me, mostly in the positive. The kids in Cambodia affected me a little bit more in the melancholy because of the incredible horrors that that country suffered. And then Vietnam had a whole other effect given our own country's involvement in what went on there. Going to the museum in Vietnam that is, it's called the War Remembrances Museum, I believe, and it's put together totally by the communists. And so it gives a point of view of the war that is contrary to what we tend to believe it to be. And it was a pretty harsh view of America and the West.
Wow.
So a lot of what I saw was didn't fit in the fun category, but it fit in the learning category and appreciating life category. Ironically, we are talking about Tiger Mom, who, of course, is an Eastern mom and an Eastern view of the world as far as parenting. So I would love your thoughts on the controversy in general, anything you want to say related to my column in particular, and let's stay on topic instead of me just rambling about my trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking forward to hearing about your trip in the future, Dave, but yeah, this topic that you brought up, I guess I experience more of seeing the outcome and the results as I spend time with adolescents, and I think in this Tiger Mom book, you see one perspective, and I would describe that as one end of the spectrum. You mentioned a need for a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other end of the spectrum, so the opposite of Tiger Mom, I guess this just came to mind, kind of the teddy bear mom. The idea where a mom or a dad wants to be the child's friend more than they want to be a parent. And I've seen that a lot, too. So this is the complete opposite of the Tiger Mom, where parents would say, gosh, can you help me just look cool in my kids' eyes? I want them to be able to come to me like they would to a friend. I want them to be able to, you know, say, hey, let's go shopping together. Let's do this or that together. And they approach it more from a friendship level. And I've seen that. Now, the other end of the spectrum, away from the Tiger Mom, is being something that has some very profound negative impact on the kids later on in life, because they're looking for that authority figure.
You bet. You bet. In fact, I don't know if you even realize it. One of what I call my evergreen columns is called Best Friend or Best Parent. And I take on that issue head on, not through the perspective of Tiger Mom, but through the perspective that you've just raised. I believe my job as parent is to be the best parent I can be. Now, being the best parent you can be is going to often and always be in conflict with being their best friend. Best friends don't say no. Best friends don't have expectations that are unrealistic. And best friends don't make the kind of demands that a parent should make. And I think you're completely right that this idea that our generation of parents or the current generation of parents want to be buddies with their kids is the other extreme of Tiger Mom.
And I could see how out of that environment, a book like this Tiger Mom coming out is garnering so much reaction, so much response, and for some maybe even people are really heralding it as a great way of parenting because in some ways it's the complete opposite of what that previous generation had experienced themselves. But what I've seen, I know some Tiger Moms, believe me. I've had some Tiger Moms coming after me with their claws.
Have they been Asian in your community?
You know, they haven't. I think that this spans really any demographics.
Interesting.
Ethnicity. I've actually found it to be, actually, this is interesting. I've found it more often in private school parents than I have in public school parents. A higher standard.
It's because they want to get their money's worth.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, and of course, there's so many benefits to having resources to be able to get, let's say, your child a piano teacher, or if they're a football player, to hire a quarterbacks coach, or if they're preparing for SATs, maybe to have a private SAT tutor. But where I've seen it get almost to the extreme was when a girl came to me after an event that we had in our high school ministry, and I said, hey, how are things going? And she says, not too good. I've got SAT boot camp coming up. And I said, SAT boot camp? What is that? And she says, gosh, it's Monday through Friday from about 9 a.m. to about 4 p.m. I said, wow, that's going to be a tough week. And she says, week? She says, it goes for 8 weeks. My whole summer I'll be doing this.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
So she has what I would call now a Tiger Mom, and the pressure that she had. But her and her brother, they got into Cal Berkeley. They graduated top of their class. They're both thriving now. They actually both are from a Chinese family. And so from one hand, they fit that kind of Tiger Mom stereotype. But I've also seen some students and some kids of Tiger Mom types that have reacted so negatively where they can't handle the pressure. They can't handle maybe even an older brother or older sister's success. And they'll turn to defiant behavior, they'll turn to drugs. I mean, I've seen some really, really broken situations in families.
Did you ask, excuse me for interrupting, did you ask or speak with the kids that you spoke of who went to Cal Berkeley about their reflections on their growing up? Did they ultimately feel it was a good thing?
I think I've talked more with the older brother. So this is the oldest son in this household who I know very well. He's now a junior at Berkeley, and he's actually doing some pioneering work in the green tech industry, so technology related to, transforming algae into fuel. And so he's doing some really amazing things, and we got together, I think, in the fall when he was down visiting. I asked him, I said, gosh, I remember in high school where you were lamenting not being able to go to dances and not being able to go do this or that, but it seems like you're doing pretty well. You know, what's your perspective?
And what did he say?
And he said, you know, I feel like I still missed out on that high school experience. I missed out on some of the things that I would have loved to have done, but then again, I am able to do some pretty amazing things now.
Because of what he sacrificed then.
Yeah.
It's a very tough balance. We are out of time. Is there any chance you could hang over to the next segment?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Because I have my son Arnie here with me, and I thought maybe we could do a three-way about this with getting a little of his perspective on being raised, ironically, by a kosher dad and two Tiger Moms.
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, before I do, just remind our listeners where they can reach you. I have to, in fact, put your new website on my website, because I'm still using the Calvary Church one. And what is the new one that you've been telling us about?
Yeah, well, the Calvary one will also direct you to my new website, but I've been blogging at a website called wewillsinganewsong.com.
Okay. Well, good. Then Pastor Drew is going to hang on with us, and next segment will be with Pastor Drew and my 17-year-old son, Arnie. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at Bruce@BruceSalen. That's Bruce and Salen. S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sam. Sam's, this is the Bruce Sallin Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be right back.
What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.